Well, with that being said, I'm sure there's many courses about CED at TRU.
Yes, I mentioned earlier that with that being my area of interest, I developed a couple courses in CED, and the most recent is a course in sustainable community economic development that's part of a new master's program that we just started in this past fall, a master's program in environmental economics and management. So it's the idea of taking the study of the environment and environmental economics and blending it with management courses. So one could think of it in some ways as almost being like a specialized MBA. An MBA, Masters of Business Administration, is a more general degree where you take a number of different business courses. So with this program, we've got the foundations in the business courses, so the students understand, you know, the finance and accounting and human resources and marketing, but we couple that with an education in environmental economics.
Wow.
One of the taglines our marketing people have come up with is planet or profit, choose both.
That's great.
Yeah. So it's the idea that you don't have to give up profit to run a business in an environmentally sustainable way. And we're really finding a lot of interest in this degree from Canadian students and from international students as well. So I think, you know, when you talked about the millennial generation and the younger generations are embracing this idea more so, the idea that, you know, we want to do business, we want to make profit, that's important, but we don't think we have to sacrifice environmental sustainability to do it.
Isn't that great? Dr. Laura Lamb is an associate professor with TRU School of Business and Economics. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, Laura actually did a study, an economic study, which involved BCLC. We'll find out more about that when we return to Talk to the Experts on Radio NL. Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. I'm Paul Graham. Pleased to have Dr. Laura Lamb in the studio. It's been a couple of years, and Laura has been so gracious to pop back again. She is an associate professor with TRU School of Business and Economics, and we've been talking about community economic development. Laura, you did an economic study earlier this decade on having the BCLC head office in Kamloops over a 30-year span. The estimated impact was something like $1.1 billion with a B?
Yes, absolutely. That was fun to do.
No kidding.
Yes. Economic impact studies are often done to show the value of an entity to a specific area. So BCLC, yeah, as we all know, had chosen back in 1985 to locate their head office in Kamloops. And after the 30-year period, they were interested in knowing, you know, what is the impact it's had on the Kamloops community. So, I was contracted to do the work, and it was a really fascinating study. They were great people to work with, gave me access to all kinds of interesting data that I needed to make some calculations to come up with these huge numbers.
You couldn't get any of the winning numbers, though, eh?
I tried hard.
What were some of your findings?
Interesting. Yeah, so in Kamloops, BCLC is the eighth largest employer, and they have a payroll of about $37 million. That's just in Kamloops. Very educated workforce. So they employ about around 440 people here in Kamloops area.
Mm-hmm.
And on average, you know, the people that they hire are, you know, kind of above average in terms of education and skill level. So that means that they get bigger salaries as well. And the biggest impact comes from the salaries that are paid to the employees. You know, so you think that everyone that works for BCLC lives in the Kamloops vicinity. You know, they maybe have a spouse who also works here as well. Many people have families. They buy a house and they go to movies and Blazer games and buy theater tickets and buy clothes, and their kids are in, you know, the local teams and, you know, belong to the TCC. So all that money, cycles in the economy. So one of the more interesting results was I calculated that for every two jobs at BCLC, through these spin-off effects, one additional job is created in the Kamloops
economy.
Yes. So Yeah, so like I say, when you do these type of studies, what you're doing is you're looking at their expenditures. And I've done a couple of these studies, and I did one for TRU as well, and the biggest impact is really the employees. So in terms of attracting or having companies in Kamloops, it's, you know, the companies in Kamloops that have the higher skilled labor and the better paying jobs are the ones that are having the larger economic impact.
What a spinoff. Holy cow.
Yeah, huge spinoff. It was also interesting because they wanted me to look at the social aspects as too, the social things. And when we did a survey of their employees, of just employees who works in the Kamloops office, and we found that on average, so the average BCLC employee in Kamloops volunteers close to what, 80 hours annually. So they really contribute a lot to the community, not only in their spending, but in their off time, you know, devoting time to like kids' sports teams and all different kinds of nonprofits.
Well, they're enjoying their stay here in Kamloops. Is this, you know, they're giving back.
Yeah.
That's pretty gratifying. It really is.
It was. It was also interesting to see that there was an interesting connection with TRU. About 2/3 of the employees at some point have attended TRU.
Really?
Yeah, wasn't
wow.
it? Wow. Yeah. So either before they got their job here or after they moved here while working at BCLC, maybe, you know, taking additional courses or doing an MBA.